Hello, and welcome to episode 48 of Thacy Books. News and views about Thacy literature from the world over. I'm your host, Jenny Bart. Thank you for tuning in. Today in the Thacy Reads segment, we have Shanice Jan Muhammad reading from her latest poetry collection, Reminders on the Path. Shanice Jan Muhammad was born and raised in Toronto with ancestral ties to Kenya, Kutch, and Gujarat. She has performed her work in venues around the world, including the Jaipur Literary Festival, Alliance Française de Nairobi, and the Aga Khan Museum in Toronto. A poet and educator, she regularly visits schools and community organizations to teach, perform, and inspire. Shanice has three collections of poetry published by Mawenzi House Publishers, Bleeding Light, Fire Smoke, and most recently, Reminders on the Path. Infused with the language of place, the poems in this collection are stepping stones from the author's past to her present, from forgetfulness to remembrance, from unknowing to a deep knowing found only through direct experience. Here, the poet is wayfarer, exploring the path we inherit and seek out that disappears with every step we take on it. At each step, she sees reminders of the ephemeral and the indelible. A companion on the path, a fleeting memory, a broken twig, all serve as guideposts to cross the threshold of oneself. The transcript of this excerpt of a set of poems is also up on the website. And now, here's Shanice Jan Muhammad.
Salt. Thousands stand behind me, ashen statues bracing the wind, holding stillness like a vow. Bellowing saris, white shells against the moon, starched turbans, white feathers against the night. A ghost light flickers with the Morse code of, we never left. I trace the dust of bloodlines, brow bones, and jawlines. We have broken the inked silk of the Ran, crossing this terrain for centuries. What use is a map? Your heartbeat is the compass. The edge of my great-grandmother's pacheri is as sharp as the memory of her leaving. The folds of her mother's wrinkles pressed into the seams of her shawl. A pouch of cloves, shakar, Daria, sewn into her sleeve. If I could plunge my hand into the ocean of that time, I'd dredge for what was thrown overboard, for who was left behind. I'd bring the salt to my lips to remember what forgetting tastes like. Great-grandmother, did you say goodbye? Did you know there would never be a return? A lullaby sung across generations, a pang of separation in the bones, a spoon of curd melting on the tongue, a growl rising from the gut. This is how we say goodbye. Geomancy. Great-grandmother comes to me in a dream, her eyes grayer than the steel of the waves before us. She hunches over the sand, fist full of something I can't see. She pours the contents into a pouch and hands it to me. My palm weighs down with the heaviness of river rocks. Flick, flick, as they hit the sand. Flick, flick, as we read their scatterings. Each rock is a question I can't answer. She turns to me, pressing her gnarled finger against my chest. It's your turn now. Which are burdens? And which are anchors? Grandfather. He comes to me in a dream, in the flight of a speckled starling. Wings as slick as oil, the sun's rays catching labradorescent feathers mid-flight. He sings in a language of twilight beyond this world. When I wake, I keep my eyes on the horizon, listening for a flicker of emerald, gold, blue, a sign that he is still somewhere out there. Streaking the sky in the blotted ink of memory, in the hum of remembrance, a garbled song caught in my throat. Rift Valley Song. What did you know before you knew it? Soil redder than my blood, swept into steep embankments. The smooth bark of a eucalyptus tree, its giraffe's hide of marbled green, gold, and rust. The pied crow folded between the moon and night, a half shadow ringed with light. Drapes of weeping bottle brush, prickles of red, sweeping the soil in the mid-afternoon breeze. Pomegranates still hanging from trees, broken open into empty shells, their rubies pierced by sharp beaks. The click-clack of silver-dusted ficus leaves hitting the ground, felled by their own decay. A line of fire ants crawling under my pollen-stained shirt. Every sting a reminder that I am indeed alive. Shadows of vultures darkening the view from the ground as I collect half-eaten berries discarded by mouse birds. I left you when the jacaranda were in half bloom. A half fist of a heart, opening and closing with the sound of your voice. Night falls over itself, and stars scatter into streetlights. I sit at the cliff edge of this poem and ask the valley where to find the words for it. In tumbled rocks, and chickweed. Rift Valley Song 2. What will be remembered when you are forgotten? A prick of acacia thorn, the four-note call of hadada, Cape honeysuckle falling over itself, Mabati roofs hot in the gaze of a midday sun, flies hovering over warmed hides of lean cows. The crackle of charcoal fire sparking embers into twilight. when we are thousands of years into dust, you will split open into a rift sea. Cattle bones settling at the bottom of a new ocean. Glass beads swirling into rainbow whirlpools. Whale song drowning out hill song. Memory washed clean by wefts of waves. In our forgetting, becoming.
You've been listening to episode 48 of Desi Books. News and views about Desi literature from the world over. I'm your host, Jenny Bhatt. Thank you for tuning in. Today's Desi Reads segment was with Shenny's Jan Muhammad reading from her latest poetry collection, Reminders on the Path. Episode 49 will be up shortly. Follow on Twitter at Desi Books, Instagram at Desi.books, Facebook at Desi Books FB. Tag the accounts if you have requests or suggestions. Email at DesiBooks@DesiBooks.co. And please go to the website DesiBooks.co if you'd like to sign up for the free weekly newsletter. And I have one more request. If you liked what you heard from Shenny's Jan Muhammad here, please do share the post wherever you find it on social media. Every little bit helps the authors that we're trying to uplift. So please do share on whatever you like and read or hear at Desi Books. Thank you. Stay healthy, keep reading, and write well.